You're listening to SBS News.
The Ruby Princess cruise ship has ended its ill-fated stay in Australia after 21 passengers died from COVID-19 and more than 600 were infected. 5 weeks after docking in Sydney, it has become one of the country's largest single sources of coronavirus cases. The 500 crew members remaining on board set sail from Port Kembla today, headed for the Philippines. Flying a large Thank You Illawarra banner, the ship was met with cheers from onlookers as it sailed away. New South Wales Health, Police, Border Force, Aspen Medical and the ship's medical crew oversaw the departure, confident all crew members had been cleared of coronavirus. Early in the day, almost 400 others were transported to Sydney Airport and allowed to embark on a flight to the Philippines. There are reports 11 infected crew members were taken off the ship just before departure and taken away in ambulances. Stuart Mernell, the president of cruise operator Carnival Australia, thanked crew members for their resilience and locals for their support.
It is time to wish Ruby Princess and her crew Godspeed and fair winds as they sail from Port Kembla and away from Australia. Thank you to everyone who has played a part in caring for our people.
The Ruby Princess saga began in Sydney on the 8th of March, when the ship disembarked passengers despite more than 150 feeling sick. Hours later, 2,700 new guests were allowed to board the ship, bound for New Zealand. 5 passengers reporting flu-like symptoms tested negative for COVID-19 in Wellington, but the journey was cut short. On the 19th of March, the ship docked in Sydney and all passengers were allowed to disembark, just days after the federal government announced a ban on ships docking in Australia. Former passenger Janet Dixon Hughes says there was a serious lapse in infection control.
We were rushed off the ship so fast I was, you know, running to keep up with the guy who had been in a wheelchair. I've never come into the country before where we didn't have a passport check.
The debacle has sparked a special commission of inquiry and a criminal investigation. Both Carnival and New South Wales Health have agreed to participate willingly. New South Wales Health Chief Officer Kerry Chant says the inquiry is a necessary step.
New South Wales Health will contribute all documents and be involved in that inquiry to the fullest extent. I've said from the beginning, it is important that we learn any lessons from this, and I look forward to the report.
On day 2 of the special inquiry, the Ruby Princess's hotel manager revealed his concerns about the actions of New South Wales Health. Charles Verwall told the inquiry he didn't recall Border Force being present when passengers were allowed to leave the ship. He also stated New South Wales Health had been involved, but did not conduct an assessment on board, and merely asked for sick passengers to see the ship's doctor. Council Assisting Richard Beasley asked if Mr. Verwall was surprised passengers were allowed to disembark before COVID-19 test results had come back, which he confirmed.
Should the Commissioner take that to mean you were surprised that passengers were allowed to leave the ship before the COVID-19 test results were made available?
Correct.
New South Wales Health had deemed the situation low risk, letting passengers off and telling them to self-isolate for 14 days. Federal Chief Medical Officer Brendan Murphy defended the decision.
It had only been to New Zealand and back, and New Zealand was not seen as a high-risk country, and I think everyone was quite surprised at the fact that there was a significant COVID outbreak on that ship. On first principles, it wouldn't have normally been seen to be a particularly high-risk vessel.
The government's actions are set to come under further scrutiny over the next few weeks as the inquiry continues. And you can keep up to date with the latest coronavirus news at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Jennifer Liu, SBS News.